when to stop using the phrase, on the other hand, in your TOEFL IBT integrated essays. I don't know who first gave you the idea to use the phrase, on the other hand, in your integrated essays for TOEFL IBT, but if your goal is to score 24 plus in that section, we need to talk about why you should stop using the phrase. TOEFL graders give an advanced score, like 3.75 to 4.0 per essay, which contributes to the overall score of 24 out of 30, when your essay shows a particular combination of advanced features. Vocabulary or phrasing is one of those features. So without further ado, let's dive into the reasons you need to think twice before typing, on the other hand, for TOEFL graders to find. Reason number one. On the other hand is used only 25% of the time in formal contexts and 75% of the time in casual or informal contexts. I hope you're skeptical of my statistic. How do I even know 25% or 75%? Here's my evidence. There's a database called a corpus, which essentially lets us search in order to find particular phrases. The corpus not only shows the original sentence, but it also counts up the number of entries for each search. In this kind of discussion, a corpus is much more useful than a dictionary because the corpus shows popularity. If a phrase or a word is used commonly, we'll see high numbers, like in the thousands. However, if a phrase is rare, you'll see a low number, like under 1,000. As time passes, the corpus grows bigger because it absorbs more and more examples of English from the internet, academic papers, TV shows or movies, etc. The numbers below are true for when I'm writing this. The phrase, on the other hand, shows up in the BYU's COCA corpus a total of 38,328 times. So for sure, and without a doubt, it is common in English. But when do native speakers use on the other hand? For this, I'm searching again, and I'm pulling only academic results and ignoring TV, movies, and spoken English and fiction because those are totally different from the style of an integrated essay on TOEFL IBT. The picture below shows the results of that search. On the other hand, comes up just 9,339 times in academic contexts. You do the math. 9,339 is basically just a quarter of the total. 38,328. I'm not sure if you can zoom in enough on this picture below. You may need to do the same search in order to see the details, but the image I'm sharing shows how many times, on the other hand, was used in academic situations in a 5-year time span. But I digress. The people who design and write every TOEFL IBT test give you the integrated essay with the main goal of deciding whether or not you can summarize and compare two different academic perspectives on the same topic. They are not asking you to write something casual like what you did over the weekend or what your favorite hobby is. The TOEFL integrated essay purposefully shows you a formal to semi-formal academic text and lecture. Then they ask you to summarize it, just like you would do in a university environment. Even though you may be a foreign educated healthcare professional who needs a score of 24 on writing to satisfy your licensing requirements, you must remember the TOEFL IBT writing is checking your ability to summarize academic information. For me personally, the fact that, on the other hand, is found so much less frequently in academic contexts is enough of a reason to avoid it completely in my TOEFL integrated essay. I've registered for TOEFL, and I've taken it multiple times. I show you my scores on the About page of my website if you're curious. I'm saying this with personal experience. I would not spend all that money on test registration fees, which are currently about $200, just to gamble and find out if TOEFL graders are willing to see this phrase in an academic situation. I'm happier just using a less risky transition phrase. I assume you don't want to take the risk either, but in case you do, let's continue with the next reason. Reason number two, the subject commonly comes first. It's really common when native speakers use the phrase, on the other hand, to put it after the subject and before the verb. Here's some examples. With popular placement, you find subject, on the other hand, verb, object. Example one, She thought the movie was terrible. I, on the other hand, loved it. Example 2. We tried really hard to make it work. My parents, on the other hand, thought we were making excuses. Less popular, but also fine placement. On the other hand, subject, verb, object. She thought the movie was terrible. On the other hand, I loved it. Example 2. We tried really hard to make it work. On the other hand, my parents thought we were making excuses. So, if, I mean a huge if here, I'm not saying use this on the integrated essay at TOEFL. I still don't think that you should, for the record. I'm just saying if you were going to use this on the integrated essay, your best chance to make, on the other hand, sound like it fits properly is to put the subject first. But even then, you need to be careful because reason number 3, it can't be far from the main focus. We're going to review the same examples again and notice 2 things. 1, what the main focus is, and 2, how close it is to on the other hand. By the way, the main focus is not a technical grammar term. We're keeping things simple so you quickly understand why so many people limit their TOEFL writing scores. Example 1, which sounds natural and accurate. She thought the movie was terrible. I, on the other hand, loved it. What's the main focus? The movie or it? How many words away from the main focus is on the other hand? She thought the movie was terrible. I, on the other hand, loved it. It's only 3 words away. Was, terrible, I. In other words, the main focus is very close to on the other hand. Example number 2, which also sounds natural and accurate. We tried really hard to make it work. My parents, on the other hand, thought we were making excuses. What's the overall concept here? Make it work, making excuses. How many words away from the main focus is on the other hand? We tried really hard to make it work. My parents, on the other hand, thought we were making excuses. Just 2 words, my parents. Again, on the other hand, is very close to the main concept. You can search through the corpus if you want and look at thousands of examples that will show you this same kind of closeness with the main concept and on the other hand. For the phrasing to sound natural, and here's the rule, you cannot write a bunch of words between the main focus and on the other hand. And that brings us to the common mistake in TOEFL integrated essays. The distance from the main focus to on the other hand in body paragraphs of integrated essays is the biggest reason why it sounds so wrong. Below is an essay that one of my students wrote, based on another tutor's tutorial. I'm asking you the same questions as before. What's the main focus? How many words away from the main focus is on the other hand? And the answers are below the paragraph. And if you're just listening to this, now would be a really good time to check out my website, jamiemiller.com, and go to my blog where you can see my article about this because, sometimes you just have to be able to look at something. All right. So in this paragraph, what's the main focus here? Using the houses as ceremonial centers. I'm taking that from the topic sentence, the very first sentence. How many words away from the main focus is on the other hand? In this case, it's actually 52. I used the word counting function on my computer, which is approximately 17 times farther than is common. In this sample body paragraph from the TOEFL integrated essay, it's not enough to simply flip the subject. I mean, applying my last suggestion won't fix it. You can't do the text, on the other hand, ignores blah, blah, blah. Because even after that change, on the other hand, is still much too far away from the main focus. You might be saying, but Jamie, if we look forward in the sentence, we find a reference to using the houses as ceremonial centers. It's just a few words later. Isn't that okay? It's true. It's just a few words later. But on the other hand, cannot reference forward into words the reader or listener hasn't gotten to yet. On the other hand, primarily references backwards into the past. When your main focus is lost or unclear, or you mentioned it a long time ago, then it's time to use a different transition phrase, or you have to edit your paragraph to remind the TOEFL grader what the main focus is. I hope that this was helpful for you, and if you have any questions, just let me know. And if you have any friends who need to hear this, please share this post with someone that you care about. I'm Jamie Miller, the TOEFL Breakthrough Coach, and since 2010, I've been helping ambitious healthcare professionals get advanced scores like Speaking 26 and Writing 24. My program is different because we find and fix the fossilized errors with grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation that are the true cause of stuck or low scores. To learn more about me, visit my website, jamiemiller.com, and click on my About page, where you can also see my TOEFL scores.